Hello, good morning po sa inyong lahat, sa lahat ng mga kadivo natin. This Wednesday today, it's July 5, no? Praise the Lord. At welcome po sa ating muling pagkikita para tayo po ay mag-aral, mag-devo, mag-devotional sa salita ng Panginoon. So wherever you might be, no? So kung kayo po ay nasa Pilipinas, magandang umaga. Kung kayo naman po ay nasa abroad, let's say sa US, good evening. And kung saan man kayo naroon siguro na hindi ko na banggit, maybe it's a good afternoon in your case. Whichever. So thanks be to God at meron tayong opportunity once again para mag-meditate on God's word. And thank you for making that choice today na gumising ng maaga at sumali dito sa ating soul devo. So thanks be to God. Kaya i-ready natin ang ating mga sarili sa ating pag-uusapan by pausing and just tuning in to the Lord. Magkaroon po tayo ng openness to God. Let's close our eyes. And let's just meditate and use our imagination. Let's imagine na nandun tayo sa harapan ng Panginoon, which we are, of course, no? Tayo ay nasa presensya ng ating Panginoon. Praise God. Let's just breathe deeply. And exhale. Once again, exhale, one more time, exhale. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come before you at this time, and we are thankful, Lord, for your grace upon us, upang kami ay meditate sa iyong salita. Thank you for giving us the opportunity para mag-focus ng aming puso at isipan to hear your word, to allow you to speak into our hearts. So Lord, once more we ask for your help. Alam po namin lahat na there's nothing we can do by ourselves, except by the grace and mercy and power of the Holy Spirit. So we rely on you, Panginoon, as we go into your word. Guide us, teach us, help us to hear what your Spirit is saying. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I hope that you are able to pray with me. Now, some administrative things lang, you know, is our audio okay? Rinig niyo po ba ako ng malinaw at maayos? So, let's just make sure na everything is okay on the technical aspect. Okay? So, today, ang title ng ating pag-uusapan ay He's Coming Back. Yun, He's Coming Back. Sino yung He? Of course, the Lord Jesus. You know, sa pang-araw-araw nating buhay, it's so easy to forget, no? Itong fundamental truth na ito. And hindi lang yun, pagkakaroon tayo ng mga problema, pagkakaroon tayo ng mga pagsubok, we sometimes forget this. And this is so important, no? I think kailangan natin matutunan o maunawaan na ito ay mahalaga. At bakit mahalaga? Yun ang pag-uusapan natin sa umagang ito. And our passage is Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Okay? So, let's open our hearts and hayaan ninyo na mag-minister sa inyo ang Holy Spirit. Kung merong word or phrase na maaaring mag-strike sa inyo, take note of that, no? If God impresses upon you a word or a phrase or a sentence, you know, be open And take note of it. Mamaya sa comments, you can share and tell me which word resonated in your heart and why, ano yung pumasok na thoughts sa'yo as you meditated on that word or phrase or even sentence, no? So let's read Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Basahin natin yun. Okay, starting in verse 9, ganito ang sinasabi. After he said this, and of course, Jesus yung tinutukoy rito. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. No? And then they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. And verse 11, the last verse, okay. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Thanks be to God for God's word. Now, pag-uusapan natin this morning, why is this important? Bilang mga mananampalataya, why is it that we must not forget and we must not parang take it for granted itong katotohanan na to, no? That He is coming back. Even as we go through our day-to-day concerns, maraming mga bagay tayong inaasikaso, even our daily chores, o kaya our jobs, school, relationships, church, so many other things that can sometimes distract us or make us think na all that really matters are the things that you know, that are important to us. So bilang mga mananampalataya, we must remember that there is something far more important, no, than all these things that we might consider to be important. And this has to do with the return or the coming back of the Lord Jesus upon the earth. Okay? Yung kanyang second coming is essential to our faith. Now, why is that? So, let's talk about it. The first reason is that this is our proclamation. This is our proclamation. Now, si Luke, yung intention niya to minister to Theophilus, he wanted Theophilus to know exactly kung ano yung mga naganap, ano yung nangyari, at ano yung ika nga pinapahayag upang sa ganun ay si Theophilus would be established in the truth. His faith would be strong, no? And in verse 9, one of the things that Luke researched, ano, kasi si Luke, wala naman siya dun sa mga pangyayari niya. Eh. So he had to research that. And in verse 9, isa sa mga discovery niya katotohanan is this. Sabi nga niyan, after he said this, that is Jesus, so Luke was told na ganito yung nangyari, he was taken up before their very eyes. So this is something that they experienced. Something objective, something na, you know, hindi katang-isip. This was something that they actually saw, they experienced this. And a cloud hid him from their sight. So they saw Jesus ascending, okay? And of course, for the early church, yung kanyang ascension and eventually yung exaltation niya, being seated at the right hand of God, is all part of this wonderful testimony na si Jesus was not just simply, you know, a peasant Jew, not just simply a rabbi teaching nice things. He was in fact the Lord of all, and he was exalted by God, you know, and seated at the right hand of the Father to be proclaimed as Lord of all. So, yung kanyang, ano, yung kanyang ascension, no? And then eventually, of course, yung sinasabi sa huli na, you know, that he will come back, you know, in the same way. This is all part of the preaching of the early church. You know, the early church proclaimed this. The early church testified that Jesus rose again from the dead after 3 days. You know, he was crucified, he died, was buried. Then the third day he rose again. Pero it did not stop there. The proclamation included yung fact that he ascended and then seated at the right hand of the Father. Kung saan everything now, you know, points to. And so this is really part of the proclamation. Pag nag-share tayo ng gospel, really, we don't just talk about the forgiveness of sins. Now, it's normal, I think, for most people to believe na ang Christianity is really just all about forgiveness. And of course, that's a very important fact. Pero the good news is not just about the forgiveness of sins, even though that's really crucial and essential to the gospel. So through the death of Jesus, we are forgiven. We are reconciled with God. But then we have to continue on and understand na not just that Jesus died, he rose again. Diba? He rose again on the third day. And so together with him, we are raised up. We are elevated, you know, into a new status in him, in Christ. Our life right now is hidden in him. And so we are enjoying the status of children of God. He gave us the right to become children of God. So we are not just simply reconciled with God. We now have received a status na hindi natin ginawa o wala tayong kinalaman. It was granted to us by His grace. Tayo ay dineclare niyang blameless and holy and righteous and so forth, you know. So, itong status na to is by grace. But again, we don't even just stop there, you know, the fact that we were raised up with Christ. Because Jesus ascended into heaven and then sat at the right hand of God. And from there, he poured out, or he, you know, and that's what we're going to really talk about next time, no? He poured out the Holy Spirit, which brings about yung transformation of those who trust in him. Kasama rin yun sa proclamation that through Christ, people can experience this life transformation through the power of the Holy Spirit. But then, ito yung mahalaga, you know, the proclamation of the gospel included the fact that the Lord Jesus will return, you know, and he would restore all things. That's why mahalaga talaga sa ating mga Kristiyano to understand and to believe the gospel in its entirety, you know, not just one aspect of it. So, importante ito kasi this is part of the gospel. So, Jesus is coming back. And we're not just saying that ng basta-basta lang. We're saying that this is good news. Ibig sabihin, after everything has been said and done, and we are walking in the Lord, the truth is, we are looking forward to the day that our Lord Jesus Christ will return. Now, which leads me to the second importance, and that is, this is our anticipation. So, hindi lang ito yung proclamation natin. This is our proclamation, that is true. But it is also our anticipation. And so, as we look at verses 10 to 11, di ba? Sabi niya, they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going. Now, sky is the same as, you know, so wording, the original Greek as heaven, okay? So, they were looking at the heavens. Siyempre, at that time, they were not really, hindi naman sila scientific, no? For them, they only have a very simple cosmology. Tingin lang sila sa taas, kita nila the sky, and stars, and then, of course, the earth. Yun yung kanilang pagkaunawa. But they saw Jesus, you know, ascending into the sky. When suddenly, two men dressed in white stood beside them. So, yung description ni Luke sa kanilang ano, suot, sabi, two men dressed in white, indicates that these are angels. These are not ordinary human beings. And then, sabi ng dalawang angels, men of Galilee. Now, Galilee is a province. So, mga probinsyano to. Sabi ng dalawang angel, no? Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? No? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven. So now heaven is the term, but it's still the sky. Will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And so this is part of their experience, part of their testimony. And again, also, this was their anticipation and our anticipation as well. Ito yung tinatawag na blessed hope eh, para sa mga Kristiyano. As we go through mga trials and testings in life, pag may mga nangyayari sa buhay natin that probably we cannot fully explain, maybe it's a difficult na mga karanasan, things that happen in this world or in our lives, we look up and we, you know, we trust that just as the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, he will descend once more. Di natin alam kung kailan yun, and I think it is foolish for us to try to speculate palagi kailan, ano yung mga signs. I think what is important for us to remember is that yun yung pinaka-essential truth, that he will come back. Kaya nga, dapat meron tayong eternity in mind. Kasi minsan, iniisip natin, this life is all there is. Enjoying ko na lang yan. Kaya nga, some people, yung motto nila is eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. That kind of mindset, of course, is a very, you know, parang meaningless and hopeless mindset. Kung walang purpose lahat ito, I mean, why even do anything, di ba? We should always have eternity in mind. We should always put into our hearts the truth that Jesus is going to come back. So this is not all there is to it. Hindi lang itong buhay na to ang, ano, ang mahalaga. Now, of course, mahalaga ngayon because we are preparing for that day. And that's the important thing. Dapat yung mga choices natin, lagyan natin ang mga boundaries kasi we cannot do everything we want knowing fully well that the Lord will return. Again, we don't speculate kung kailan yun. It can happen anytime. And we can always say, no, oh, ito, may mga signs na na darating siya. Yeah, but I don't, ako, personally, I don't engage in that kind of speculation. Every, ano naman eh, every generation, lagi naman mayroong mga pangyayari na you can say, oh, ito na, mukhang parating na si Jesus. But let's not go into that. What is important is to always be anticipating and expecting the Lord Jesus can return. It can be very soon, you know. Can even be today. But this leads me to the third importance, which is this is our motivation. Ito yung motivation natin, you know. So, dun sa verse 11, no, sinabi dun na, why do you stand here, ganyan, you know. This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back, no, in the same way. So, maganda yung sinabi nyo sa umpisa, why do you stand here looking into the sky? Why do you stand here looking into the sky? That first part of 11 is something na kailangan natin i-meditate. Ba't kayo nakatunga nga dyan, sabi ng mga angels? Ba't kayo nakatingala dyan, you know, looking into the sky? The implication is that they are now to proceed and to get ready for the mission that the Lord wants them to do. They are to live their lives as, you know, upright and godly, you know, and Christ-centered. Sa madaling salita, the fact that we know that Jesus is coming back, this is part of the gospel proclamation, and we, you know, think of it with anticipation, alam natin, and we're excited. So, this is also our motivation. First of all, sa mga trials sa buhay, sa mga disappointments, we know the Lord is coming back. So, we don't, you know, we might get sad or depressed for a while for the things that go on, but we look up, we have hope. This is our motivation. We persevere. And we don't just persevere for the sake of persevering. We persevere because in hope, alam natin, the Lord Jesus will come back and he will reward us, you know, for our faithfulness. We're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. And this is also our motivation to live upright lives, to be holy, and to avoid sin. Okay? This is the reason also why we do ministry. Ito yung dahilan why we serve the Lord. If you're serving the Lord kasi kumbaga wala ka lang magawa, or maybe you just want to be busy about something, that should not be. You must serve the Lord because you know He's coming back. You must engage in community because you know He's coming back. Even yung pagsali natin sa small groups, ang motivation natin dyan is the truth that He's coming back. Hindi lang dahil masaya yung small group. So I would encourage you to really think about the return of the Lord Jesus. So why is this important? Just to review. Una-una, this is our proclamation. Ito yung pinapahayag natin through the gospel. Jesus is going to come back. Hindi lang yung the fact that Jesus died and rose again, or even just He ascended into heaven. We also proclaim that He will return. This is our anticipation. We're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. We don't lose hope kahit maraming mga trials in life. And then this is our motivation. We persevere because of this. We also choose the right thing to honor the Lord. And everything that we do, we glorify Him. We should come to the point that, Lord, you know, I don't care about the things of this world. I want to offer my whole life to You. I want to serve You and glorify You. At kung may mga frustrations, mayroong mga trials and so forth, you just persevere, you just endure. Yun yung kahalagahan nitong doctrine na to, that He's coming back. So to summarize, because He's coming back, we must never draw back. Di tayo dapat sumuko. Di tayo dapat parang mag-give up. We must never draw back. The Lord in His mercy has called us to inherit, no, the kingdom of God. And so, sa ngayon, wala pa yan. Di pa natin nakikita lahat yan. Although we have a foretaste of it in our daily experience. We have answered prayers. We have healing and so forth. Blessings. Pero yung culmination ng lahat ng bagay awaits in the future. You know, it awaits us. When the Lord Jesus will return and establish literally the kingdom of God on earth. So that as the waters cover the sea, sabi nga gano'n, you know. Yun din, in the same way, the glory of God will just fill the earth. We're looking forward to something really very exciting sa ating future. Don't ever forget that. Don't be so engrossed or even sidetracked by so many things na nakakalimutan mo. The Lord Jesus will return. Pero don't speculate. Stop guessing. Stop looking at the signs. Hindi yung dapat concern mo. You should be busy. You know? So stop looking into the sky, looking for the stars or whatever. Get busy with the work of the Lord. You know, fulfill your calling. Fulfill your purpose. O alamin mo kung yung purpose mo. And put your hand in the plow. Ika nga. The Great Commission is an important task that we must be involved in. So huwag mo sayangin ang oras. Get involved. Amen? I hope na i-meditate natin maigi yan, and I hope na nakatulong sa atin lahat yan. So before I engage with you in the comment section, let's come and pray to the Lord. And first of all, let's give thanks, and then let's ask Him to reveal to us kung ano yung nais niyang gawin natin. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Purihin ang Panginoon. Lord, thank You. Thank You for reminding us of the importance of You coming back, Lord Jesus, to establish a new heaven and a new earth. Panginoon, help us not to forget this or to take it for granted to the point na parang it does not bear upon our lives. Instead, Lord, I pray, because we know this and because we believe this, may our lives, Panginoon, be pure and holy, and may we pursue Your calling sa buhay namin. May we serve You diligently, Lord God, knowing that one day you will come back. In the same way, Panginoon, if there is anyone sa paligid namin, sa mundo namin, sa pamilya namin, who might need to be reminded of this truth, gamitin mo nawa kami, Panginoon, I pray, so that we may just help them to remember that you are coming back. Salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.